my grandma, entrepreneur that she was, they ran what they called an outdoor pub, and they also had a bakery business, which my grandfather used to do. And they also had a carriage that they used to take people for weddings, and if they wanted to hire, with carriage horses. All the horses were being commandeered to be taken over for officers, and so they come and commandeered the horses, which upset my grandma. And her mother was living with her at the time, my great-grandma, and my dad, who was currently, I think he said he was 4 when they came and got them. She wasn't going to let them go. They produced the paperwork. There was a row. The horses were commandeered. She was paid for them, but she called it blood money. She was given 40 gold sovereigns for all the horses. And she was quite upset by it all. And it was supposed to be market value and everything else, but she was having none of it. She didn't want it. It was all blood money. So when they give her the bag with the 40 sovereigns in, she threw them across the garden. She was having none of these sovereigns. She didn't want them. But my dad, who was 4, was hanging on a horse, hanging on the legs. They peeled him off, hanging on this, and they marched them down. They trotted the horses down to Crusoe Road. And my dad, being 4, chased them all the way to Crusoe Road. So there was my dad chasing the horses. There was my gran chasing my dad to bring him back, trying to peel him off of horses. And there was my great-grandma all up in the garden trying to pick up the 40 sovereigns that she's thrown around the garden. They didn't find all the coins. Apparently there was 36 picked up. Out of the 36 sovereigns, I think we've got 3 left now. Some were sold over the years, but we've turned some up in very awkward places. Some were in a bookcase, in what was like a dummy wooden book. Others have turned up in curtains, basically because she was worried about self-keeping, because she was frightened someone was going to steal them, I think. But my great-grandma, she used to do all the cooking. And one Christmas, they found sovereigns in a Christmas pudding. Also in rice puddings, because she put them there because she thought somebody had come to the door and she'd had some on her, and she'd put them in rice puddings over the years. And when we renovated, we found the other one left in the guttering, in the concrete guttering. There was a repair, and she pushed one in the cement in the concrete guttering. Out of all, we traced back 36, so there's still 4 around somewhere. I told my children, and as children, we were always told to dig the garden in case we could find them.